Good afternoon. Well, a tough start to the holiday shortened trading week today. Of course, the market resumed trade after the Easter long weekend and fell quite heavily. The ASX 200 down by almost 1%, easily erasing all of last week's modest gains, where the market was up by approximately 0.5%. It seemed that investors paid little attention to the strong lead we received from Wall Street, where shares were up almost 1% last night, but also the fact that Chinese data out yesterday was also better than expected in relation to economic growth. So the focus seems to be centered around some of the geopolitical tensions at the moment in the region, in particular as far as North Korea is concerned. And we had most sectors losing quite substantial ground today. So the telcos, some of the worst performers, that was partly due to TPG Telecom. The country's second biggest telco fell by around 16% today. It's been in a trading halt for around a week as it's been gathering sufficient funds to help pay for its $2 billion mobile network, plans of which it unveiled just mid last week. For Telstra, of course, this means more competition, so it's also had a rough ride, down 4% today, down well over 10% since last Wednesday. And it means that these prices, Telstra has a dividend yield at close to 8%. Mining stocks under pressure, they're continuing to be pushed lower as iron ore prices are falling. Iron ore prices, in fact, have dropped by more than 16% now in a week. So Fortescue Metals down around 7%. Smaller producers like Atlas were down more than 10%, and BHP and Rio were down in the order of 2%. Newcrest down 4.5%. The country's largest gold miner said it won't be producing as much gold as expected this year due to a large seismic event at its most profitable mine in New South Wales. Rail freight operator Aurizon down by around 1%. It's had to cut its profit expectations for the year by between $100 and $115 million due to the impact of Cyclone Debbie. And the bank certainly did not help, with the big four all falling quite heavily. Tonight, we get some data out of the US on housing. The UK and European markets trade for the first time this week after the Easter break. We have almost 50 companies out with their results in the US, including the Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Intel. The Aussie dollar, 75.5 US.